Bank of Cardiff, this is Pete. Can I start out with your 16-digit reservation code, please?
2411-1301-1301-0053-9651.
Give me 1 second to pull that up. And is this, who am I speaking with here?
My name's Geraldine.
Geraldine Gamera. Is Gary your husband?
Yes.
And what's a good number to reach you back at? We did just get a new phone system, and, you know, just in case the call drops.
574-893-1281.
Perfect. And I'm just going to confirm a few pieces of information I have on the business, and I'd be happy to ask you, answer any questions you have and, you know, point you in the right direction. First off, can you confirm the structure of the business? What's the business name?
It's B&B Tree Service.
Yep. Perfect. And is that your DBA name as well?
Uh-huh.
Perfect. And the structure of the business, is it a corporation, LLC?
No, we're not an LLC. We're just a family-owned business.
Sole prop?
Yeah.
Perfect. Gotcha. And can you confirm the address we have on file, please?
2893 East Macy, Indian Road, Macy, Indiana, 46951.
Perfect. And just two more. How long have you been in business for?
Well, probably about 25 years, I probably think.
Okay. And last one, are you 100% owner? Is it a 50-50 split between you and Gary?
We're basically 100%. We don't split anything. We've been married 36 years. You know, we don't everything. You know, so... I guess 50-50 between me and Gary if we're not considered together. But I would say Gary owns 100% is what I would say.
On paper, is it under his name just for sake of things?
Yeah, it's under his name.
Okay, perfect. All right, Jerly, tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do. I'll be happy to point you in the right direction here.
Well, we have a tipper. A balance on a chipper, and we have a balance on a trailer, and then we have a balance on a home equity line of credit, and we would just like to combine those two. So we basically just wanted to see what the interest rate would be. The home equity line of credit is a very low interest rate, but the trailer and the chipper, I think they're around 8%, and so we were going to see if, you know, you guys could offer any cheaper interest rate and put the three loans together.
Okay, so what I'm getting at is it's mostly a loan consolidation slash, you know, payment consolidation to try and save some money?
Yeah, on interest, basically.
Okay. Yeah. And when did you get the chipper and the trailer? Were these recent purchases, or is it about a year? Tell me a little bit about that.
The trailer, I think, has been about a year. The chipper has been a couple years. I can't say for sure on that. My husband would be the best person to talk to on that. Of course, he's working today, so he told me to call and see. But he said that he thinks he owes about $11,000 on the trailer, and it was like $32,000 when we bought it. The trailer is probably about a year old, and I think he paid us about $10,000 for it. So what the balance is on it, I don't really know for sure, to tell you the truth.
And what about the chipper?
The chipper, it's been a couple years. I think he borrowed 32, and I think it's down to about 11 now is what he owes on it, but I don't know for sure.
Oh, that's the chipper, and which one was the trailer then? How much is the balance on that?
About a year. Boy, I wish I could tell you for sure what the
balance is. Yeah, I mean, just ballpark. It doesn't have to be too specific right now. We're just trying to get a picture of the business.
I think probably about 8,000 or 9,000, probably around in there.
Perfect. That's what I got. And the home equity line, are you making payments on that on a monthly basis? Tell me a little bit about that.
Yes, we make monthly payment on it, and I think it's around $17,000, I think, on it. He said, he told me all total between the three would probably be about $35,000.
Perfect, perfect. All right. And, you know, what about the business? What do you usually, you know, you guys look like you do tree removal, stump removal?
Yes, that's what we do.
Do you diversify into any other, you know, I'm not sure if it snows a lot where you're at, and do you do anything like that during the winter time, or?
The thing that he does in the winter is he just sells firewood. We have a contract with Area 5, and he supplies 5 counties with firewood, but that keeps him pretty busy during the winter time.
Oh, okay, that's nice. It's always nice to be able to, you know, change things up a bit so it doesn't get, you know, too daunting every day doing the same thing.
Yeah, I guess, you know, it's best. But, and then he sells farms, of course, to the public, you know. But that he has a contract with Area 5 where Area 5 is low-income families. I don't know if you're familiar with it. It's a government program.
Mm-hmm.
And he supplies firewood for low-income families in 5 counties. I think it's 5 counties now. It's either 5 or 7. So it's at least 5.
Oh, that's really awesome. Tell me a little bit about your return on investment for this. What would it be? You know, just ballpark. Would it just be the fact that it'd be a little bit easier for you? Or if we do get a lower interest rate for you, would that be how you save money?
Really, to tell you the truth, I'm not for sure really why he wants to do it. He doesn't have any problem making his payments as far as that goes. I think that the biggest motivation to him is that I think the trailer and the chipper has a little bit higher interest rate than what he is wanting to pay.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that would be his only motivation, is if you guys can give him a good interest rate.
Okay. I mean, yeah, we can definitely work with you here. Are you familiar with a working capital loan whatsoever? You done anything like that before?
Uh-uh.
Okay, so just to bring you up to speed, they are unsecured lump sum loans, so it's similar to a line of credit, but you just get it all at once in your bank account instead of drawing from it. And it's actually based on sales primarily and revenues primarily, instead of like a line of credit primarily looking at your credit history. Although it is part of the process, it's not as largely weighted. So what did you guys do in gross annual sales, top line revenue last year, so I can give you more of a ballpark figure of what we could do for you?
Well, to tell you the truth, we haven't had our taxes done yet for 2016. We're kind of procrastinating on our taxes, to tell you the truth.
You're not the only one, trust me, Drew. Not the only one.
But for 2015, he usually makes around $100,000 a year gross. You know,
okay.
Some years he'll make like $110,000, $120,000. Some years he'll make about $90,000, maybe $80,000. I think last year, I think he made about $90,000 in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
In 2016, I think he made about the same, about $90,000.
So, yeah, you're not... Have 90 so far, or, you know, if you've made 90 so far, you might be on pace to, you know, do a little bit better this year. Are you guys growing at all?
Well, I guess I said that wrong. I'm talking about in 2014, he made 90, and in 2015, he made about 92. This year here, to tell you the truth, I haven't kept track of what it is. We don't, you know, we're probably not that... Well, we're very good about paying our bills and stuff like that, as far as that goes. But we have a bookkeeper lady that does our books and stuff, and I haven't checked with her to see what we're at as far as this year goes.
Okay. And, you know, did Gary express any kind of time frame on this? Or it kind of mostly sounds like it's not like an immediate need, just kind of something that if it fits, you know, we're going to proceed.
Right.
I got you. Okay. And... I know, Jay, it's tough on the top of your head. But how's Gary's credit, like his personal credit? You know, good, bad, in the middle?
I think we just bought a newer car, I don't know, 4 or 5 months ago. We bought a new car, let's see, probably about 4 months ago. And I think we were 810 or something like that. Mine was a little bit better than his, and I'm not quite for sure why, but it was a little bit better. I think maybe he was, I mean, we were around the 800 mark.
Wow. I mean, that's very good. You've obviously been paying your bills on time for quite some time then. I mean, you wouldn't believe some of the scores that I see coming in through these doors, man.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure that that's where we were at. I wish I would have paid closer attention and stuff, but we really tell you the truth, we don't get much loans. That's, I mean, that getting that car and stuff, we really didn't want to borrow money to buy it, but we couldn't find what we wanted and not have to borrow a little bit of money.
Well, the chipper and the trailer are under the business, which is under Gary's name, right? So he's probably building his credit history there as well with, you know, just paying off those payments every month.
Yeah.
That's probably why his might be a tiny bit higher than yours, just because of those larger pieces of equipment. It's basically like he has cars under his name that he's been paying for.
Right.
Have you guys looked elsewhere for financing? Have you gone to your local bank to see what they can do for you, or is that something you're less open to?
Yeah, we really hadn't looked at any of the local banks or anything, stuff like that. We really haven't.
Yeah. Any specific reason, or just haven't gotten around to it yet?
Time-wise and stuff and everything, I think, is part of it and stuff. Both of us are very busy, you know, and everything. And so, I mean, there isn't really any specific reason why. Should I go to a local bank? Is that going to give me a better deal?
No, we just like to ask. I mean, some people have, like, an established line of credit or, you know, they're elsewhere. Have you called anybody, like, a firm like Bank of Cardiff, anything else in the mail? Or?
No, and we do have a line of credit here on our home. And that was one of the things that he wanted to pay off. And that's what he said. He said, if they can't give me, because I think he just hates it that he's paying the higher interest. I think he's paying like 8 or 9%.
On the home equity? Okay, on the chipper, okay.
And on the trailer. And our home equity is like 3%. So he said, call them and see if they can, you know, what kind of interest rate. He said, if they can give us around 3%, then I will do it. If not, he said, you know, it doesn't make sense for me to do it. Mm-hmm. He said, you know, because if I want to combine them, he said, I can just use the home equity line of credit. But I think, though, too, I think that we kind of hate having a home up for collateral.
No one really likes that.
Yeah. So he said, you know, just call them and see what kind of interest rate. Are we going to be getting a higher interest rate because you're a non-collateral loan? So is that going to automatically make you a higher interest rate?
Well, we don't do a typical APR the way you're looking at it. Just to give you some sort of, you know, ballpark, you know, say we give you a loan for $10,000. Our program works. It's a lot simpler. I wish everyone would do it this way. It's just a cost of funds. So say you get a 3-year term for $10,000 and our cost of funds is going to be 10 cents on the dollar. You pay back $1,000 over 3 years. That's 3.33% in APR terms. So you see what I mean? It's not an annual percentage rate. It's just a cost of funds. So we'll tell you what you're going to get and what you're going to pay back and what your payments are. So it's a lot simpler. It's a fixed loan. As far as actual numbers, I can't get you anything without, like, you know, getting to take a look at the business, like the underwriting department there. I can just tell you that our terms go from anywhere from 3 months to 3 years, you know, depending on what you want to do, what you get approved for. And, you know, cost of funds, it's, like I said, it's really hard to ballpark. I've seen it go all the way up to, you know, around, like, you know, you don't even want to know. And I've seen them, you know, decently low where people are paying, you know, like a 3-4% APR if you put it in that terms over, you know, 3 years. But, you know, it's hard to give you guys a quote off the top of my head. But what is nice, we do work very fast. Once you get me an application and a couple other things I need, we can get you an answer within about 24 hours. So that's always nice. And then you don't have to, you know, it doesn't hurt to see what your options are. It's not really going to affect you whatsoever. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work, and we part ways. If it makes sense for the business, then you take it out. We can fund it in about another day or two. So it's really nice. It's obviously not for everybody, but you know, you do have a really good credit score. You're definitely going to get into our A-tier program, and I would push you to, you know, this probably can get you something that you're looking for on a longer term. You might be able to free up, you know, just around what you need. It might be a little short of the $35K because it is a revenue-based loan. We might not be able to get you the full amount that you really need. Is that something that's going to really, you know, be detrimental, or would you be happy maybe just paying the chipper and the trailer down that are on those higher percentage rates? Is that an 8% and 9% APR that you're paying on those, or is that?
Yeah, I believe that that's what he said. I think that they're like 9% is what he said.
See, some people, you know, 8 or 9% every single year. That really adds up on a 5-year loan. You're going to end up paying, you know, close to 30% cost of funds if you think about it. You know what I mean? Does that make sense to you?
Let me ask you this: are we going to have to like jump through all these hoops, do all this stuff? Because that's one thing that, you know, we notice, like. We haven't went to our local bank and gotten a loan for a long time. I can't remember when. But anyway, whenever we do, they always want us to write down all of our assets, all of this kind of stuff.
None of that. See, we're really simple. That's why the unsecured is a lot easier to do, and we can get you answers within a day or two. All we ask for the business, honestly, is the application. It's one page, just pretty much just general information about the business, address, telephone numbers, stuff like that. And a tax return and 6 months of bank statements, and that's all we need to get you some numbers in front of you.
Okay. All right. And then I'll tell him about the about what you said about it's not really an APR. Is there any? Let me ask you this: is there any fees as far as doing the loan? You know, because some places, you know, like when you get a mortgage, they always charge you closing fees and stuff like that. Are there any fees that we would have to pay?
The only fee, honestly, that I could tell you is the ACH fee for how we get paid. It's a withdrawal out of your account. Just to set that up, it's just a standard. You know, no one can do anything about it. I think it's like $200 or $250 one time fee like that. But that's pretty much it. And that's just something that like your bank has to do with ours. Like it's just a standard procedure.
Okay. And that would be to give you guys to where a payment would automatically pulled out?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
it just makes life easier on everybody. You don't have to cut a check every once, you know. It's just make sure the money's in there and we'll hand, you know, it just comes right out, goes to us.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that me and my husband both are kind of real strongly on this. We don't usually give companies or anything access to our checking accounts and stuff. I will tell him that, if nothing else, he can set up a separate checking account for this here to be pulled out of. But, you know,
And that's down the road if we even get to something that works for you, you know. You know, first of all, I think the most important part is, like, let's see what you will get approved. You have a great credit score, good business. Let's see if it makes sense for you, what you get approved for, and then we'll move on from there.
Yeah, but we have had some places, well, insurance companies have tried to pull this on us, is that they will say, well, if you don't let us automatically get it out of your account, then we can't insure you, and we'll just say, okay, well, then don't insure us. And then they usually end up buckling down and won't say, okay. So if that's the only way that you will do it, I can tell you he's probably... You know, unless he decides, well, I'll go and set up a separate account.
That's not something that had... I mean, it is a little bit rare, but it has happened before. I'm not going to tell you it's impossible. We won't... You know, we're pretty flexible on our end. You know, we want to make it work for everybody here.
Okay. All right, well, I will talk to him about it and stuff. I have the application here in front of me here.
Okay.
That we got business loan application that we got through the mail and stuff to us. And so you'll need 6 months checking statements, and you'll need a tax return.
Just the most recent. I can actually email it to you and then you will just return my, like, send it back via email to me, and that's just the easier way to do it here. Where's a good email for me to shoot the information over to you?
It's frog, F-R-O-G,
mm-hmm.
B, me.
B as in boy?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then me.
Mm-hmm.
At gmail.com.
Perfect, perfect. And, Jeremy, I just want to make sure how to spell this. Your name, I don't want to, you know, mess anything up here. Is it J-E-R-I-L-Y-N?
Y. Yes.
L-Y. Perfect, perfect. That was a good guess on my end.
Yeah.
All right.
Usually people don't get it right, but I don't expect them to get it right. It is a different name.
It's interesting. Okay. Just another really quick question. I'm sure you probably don't. Do you have any other working capital loans out? I mean, you really didn't even know what it was. Anything like that?
No. We don't have any work. You mean any other loans out? No, we don't have
any other loans. On the business, anything like that? Okay, perfect, perfect. All right, I'll send that information over. And, you know, when do you think is a good time to circle back, kind of see if you had any questions, and, you know, what's your time frame on this?
See, today's Friday, isn't it?
Yeah, so maybe Monday or Tuesday, you can send that info back to me. We can get some numbers for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I'll give you a call.
And I can email you through the email and stuff. Once you send to me, I can send back to you. And I'll kind of tell you through that there what Gary is thinking and stuff.
Yeah,
and
of course. Exactly.
You know what he's thinking about it, whether or not he thinks it would be a good thing to do or not.
All right. Sounds like a plan. How about I'll give you a call. What sounds better, like Monday afternoon if I don't see anything in my inbox, or like sometime on Tuesday? You want a little bit more time? Or?
Yeah, I would give Tuesday. I would say all Tuesday. Right. Monday is a really hectic day for me and stuff, and I would do Tuesday.
All right.
Okay.
Tuesday, same time as you called me today?
No, do Tuesday afternoon. Can you do it at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, something like that?
Yeah, of course.
You know, if I don't shoot you an email before then, and if you don't hear me, call me I'll be off work by that time and stuff. If you call me Tuesday morning, I took a vacation week this week. I went off on vacation, so that's why you told me to call. But Tuesday morning, I'll be working, so if you can call me Tuesday afternoon, if I don't shoot you an email and let you know what we've decided.
I got you. Tuesday, 4 p.m.
Yeah, I'm a little bit thinking that he's maybe not, you know, my husband is just kind of pretty cut and dry on things. I don't know if he'll want to do the checking account thing, and I don't know if he'll really like the not having a APR. You know, that's the only thing, too. I don't know if he'll like that.
Well,
I know he won't pay him the $250 fee to get into his checking account. I know he won't like that. So I can kind of tell you that there's going to be some things that he's not going to like about it, Steph, and he may not. I would say he's probably not going to do it.
Okay.
But if I'm wrong, I'll let you know and stuff. But
the APR thing, it's just a way of presenting the numbers to you. You could tell me I have a 8% APR over 3 years is going to be the same thing as telling you, okay, your total loan is going to cost you 24%. At the end of the day, you will pay back the same amount. It's the same exact thing.
But if I'm understanding you right now, is this paid up front? Is this paid before is that paid first? Because, you know, my husband always pays off loans early, and that would be one thing. He'll be like, well, then if I pay it off early, do I still pay, let's just say, for example, $500? That's the fee. And he's going to be, okay, if I pay it off 6 months early, do I still pay the $500? And if I'm understanding you right, that's probably the way it's set up.
No, you actually get a discount for early payback on the remaining balance of your interest. So, you know, we encourage people to pay back early. Some people, you know, some lenders will actually penalize you for that. I've never really understood it. I think it's because they're trying to stretch out the loan and make you pay and collect all their interest, but we're not like that. We just want our money back at the end of the day. So if you're going to do it, you know, if you have a 2-year loan and after 6 months you have a really good, you know, couple of months and you have some extra cash on hand, you want to pay us all off, no problem. Like, we would actually encourage that.
Okay. All right. Because I know, I didn't think about that till right then, but I know that'd be the question he'll ask me is, okay, am I going to, you know, have a pay early penalty and stuff? Okay.
No, not at all.
Okay. All right.
I think the best move here is to just get the application in and get your information in, and then from there, you know, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work, and if it does, it does. It's, you know, you can make the decision. The ball's in your court.
Okay.
The application will take the day. All right, sounds good, Geraldine.
Yeah. The application does look pretty simple.
It's seriously like you could fill it out in about 5 minutes.
Okay, let me ask you this. If he doesn't have all 6 months of his checking account, can he go ahead and send in the application without the 6 months of checking account?
We can try. It's not really something that's very easy to do because, like I said, it's a revenue-based loan, so
they
really need to take a look at that.
Okay, that's all right. All right. Okay.
No worries. Thank you. It was great chatting with you. Oh, do you have another question?
Hey, what's your first name again?
My first name is Peter. Pete.
Peter. Yeah. Okay. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Peter. I'll talk to him about it tonight, and I'll get your email. And if we decide to go through it, we'll go ahead and get it filled out, and we'll try to get I'll let you know through the email. Hey, we got to get the checking, because I know we'll have to get some checking account statements.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we'll get those and stuff, and then we'll get them sent to you.
All right, sounds like a plan. You have a good rest of your afternoon here, and have a good weekend, too.
Okay, thank you, Peter.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. How long?